Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is an Understanding the Lyrics episode and I have chosen a real classic, Frank Sinatra's My Way, a song which I'm sure you know very well, a song which actually originated from a French song about the end of a marriage. Paul Anka, who rewrote the song for Sinatra, he discovered it while in France and rewrote the lyrics so that it was about a man looking back fondly on his life. What does that mean, fondly? Happily is another way of saying fond. If you're fond of something, then you really like it. So to look back fondly is to look back happily. So we're going to look at this version of the song, which, as I say, is about a man looking back on his life with no regrets. So let's start right from the top of the song. And now, the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I travelled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Okay, let's take a look at some of those lyrics. So near the beginning, and so I face the final curtain. The final curtain is a reference to the end of a play in a theatre. The final curtain means that the play has ended. And in this, it's really referring to the end of this person's life. So I face the final curtain. I'll say it clear. I'll state my case. If you state your case, well, this is in reference to defending yourself in a court of law. I'll state my case. Apart from that, we've also got the word highway. I travelled each and every highway. Now, this is American English. And in British English, the word is motorway. This is the largest road that you can find. But yes, in American English, they say highway. Okay, let's continue. The next verse. Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exception. Let's take a look at a couple of things there. First of all, the use of the word few. Because there are a couple of meanings of few. If you say a few, then it's some. For example, I have a few ideas. I have some ideas. But if you say few, but without a, often this is with too few or so few, then it means not many. So there is a subtle difference. A few means some, but just few without a means not many. So listen again to that line. Regrets, I've had a few. So I've had some regrets, but then again, too few to mention. Another way of saying I haven't had enough regrets to really mention. So a subtle difference, but an important one. And then the next bit, I did what I had to do and saw it through without exception. To see something through means to complete something. Let's look at the next part of the song. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Okay, a couple of things here. Charted course. I planned each charted course. To chart a course means to plan a route or to plan the directions. that this is quite metaphorical. I planned the directions that I would take. Each careful step along the byway. Byway, one word, meaning a small road that doesn't really follow a route. Okay, on to the next part of the song. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and stood tall and did it my way. Okay, a few things in that part of the song now. The expression here, I bit off more than I could chew. Well, the expression is to bite off more than you can chew. And this means to agree to do more than you can actually do. So I bit off more than I could chew. And then if we look at another part in that part, I ate it up and spit it out, meaning he was brave. He ate whatever he had to. And if he needed to, he would spit it out. So he tried everything if he had to. Okay, on to the next part of the song. I've loved, I've laughed and cried. I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. Let's look at that part. I've had my fill. This means I've had my experiences. My experience of losing. And now, as tears subside. To subside means to become less intense. So my tears are becoming less intense. I suppose I'm relaxing more. I'm getting used to it. I'm becoming more experienced and wise. On to the next part. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. Okay, and the final part of the song. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has naught. To say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my way. Okay, a few things to finish on here with the final part. First of all, the word naught. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has naught. Naught is another word for zero, nothing. So if a man doesn't have himself, then he has nothing. To say the things he truly feels and not the words of one who kneels. So to kneel is to go on your knees, maybe to beg. So he speaks for himself. He doesn't ask anybody for any favors. He does whatever he thinks is right. He doesn't answer to anyone else. The record shows I took the blows. In this case, the word blow means disappointment. So I took these disappointments. I accepted these disappointments. But even with these disappointments, I took these risks and I did it my way. And that's it. Frank Sinatra's My Way. A really great, great piece of music. And hopefully one that is quite inspirational and makes you feel proud of yourself. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. Remember, if you have any ideas for songs you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then you can send me an email. I always like hearing from you. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.